Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Graybar Sports Open Line on a Thursday night. Nate Gatter with you in for Matt Pauly. Producer Kyle Sixta is standing by. We're going to keep the phone line open all evening, I suppose, except when we have guests. But even then, you could call in and we'll get to you when we get to you. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Do you have Cardinals thoughts during these GM meetings? Kind of the warm-up for baseball's winter meetings and the buzz that is around the Cardinals as a trade team. Not only potentially Nolan Arenado on the move, which we expect to happen, but plenty of buzz around Brendan Donovan at the moment. There will be buzz around Sonny Gray. Could there be other guys even on the move? Because the Cardinals have so many left-handed hitters who, as Kevin Wheeler said during Rush Hour Sports, can play second base, third base, corner outfield, and DH. Cardinals have a lot of redundancies on this roster. Do you have thoughts on that? Who should be on the move? Who should be protected? Maybe that's the more interesting thing. Is there anybody who's untouchable? Anybody who deserves to be at least in that special bucket where we need a really, really high price to consider letting a guy go? We will talk to Drew King coming up in just about 10 minutes. He covers Missouri basketball for Power Mizzou. The Tigers are 4-0, and they have not yet been seriously challenged. They were down by 9 in the first half against Minnesota last night. They ultimately came back to win by 23 points. They put up 32 in the first half, 51 in the second half. Mark Mitchell was very good again for the Tigers, who are still playing without three players who figure to be rotation pieces. At least two you would expect to be part of the significant minutes in the rotation. Honor Boateng, Trent Burns, and Trent Pierce all still out with lower body injuries. Boateng appears to be the closest to returning. We'll talk to Drew King about where Missouri is. It's going to be a while until Mizzou plays another big-ticket opponent. Not that Minnesota, with a first-year head coach and 13 new players and a KenPom rating outside the top 60, is especially big-ticket. But for November, we'll take what we can get. We'll have matchups for Missouri against Notre Dame on the road in December, which, by the way, they're going to go about a month without playing a road game. They opened on the road in D.C. against Howard. And it goes from November 3rd to December 2nd without Missouri playing a game on the road. Notre Dame, December the 2nd, and then later on that month, Kansas and Illinois, the typical non-conference marquee opponents for Mizzou. So a pretty strong non-conference schedule in total, but it's December, not November, doing the heavy lifting for Dennis Gates. So a string of home games coming up over the next few weeks that figure to be, you hesitate to say easy wins, but certainly games that Missouri expects to win, where winning is just kind of keeping the status quo, and losing could be problematic. The St. Louis Billikens men's soccer team won over Davidson College last night in the Atlantic 10 semifinals, so they are through to the Atlantic 10 tournament championship game, which will be at Herman Stadium noon on Sunday against the Dayton Flyers, a traditional A-10 soccer rival. St. Louis and Dayton on Sunday at noon in the A-10 men's soccer championship game, and we will visit with the head coach of the Billikens, Kevin Kalish, coming up later in this hour. Next hour, we'll hear from Blair Kirkhoff, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs for the Kansas City Star, and Frank Cusimano of KSDK Sports. Hit on a few other things as well. I want to talk a little bit about Michigan and USC and the Big Ten's private equity. Will they, won't they dance? It seems like the answer is will they, but for Michigan and USC. And we'll talk a little bit about what that power dynamic really is and how the way it's being reported doesn't totally capture what I think is ultimately the calculus in that situation and who exactly has the leverage and why. Also talk about College game day going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for Notre Dame and Pittsburgh on Saturday morning and what that says about where ESPN is going in their coverage of college football, why they're covering that, what are they not doing these last couple years since ESPN and ABC came to own the entirety of the SEC. What are they choosing? And more importantly, by choosing those things, what are they sacrificing? That's going to be during the second hour as well. But Drew King is coming up next with Missouri basketball. Again, an 83-60 win over Minnesota. Their first-year coach, Nico Medved, who had taken Colorado State to three NCAA tournaments in the last 4 years. And Medved and Minnesota with some growing pains. Unsurprisingly, their first road game in his tenure, they brought back just 8% of their scoring. You know what's crazy? Missouri brought back 43% of its scoring from last year, which doesn't sound like a lot. That's the most returning scoring of any team in the SEC. 43%. That's the world that we live in now. Part of it is has always been true. With top guys, you know, your highest scorers are most likely to move on to the NBA in any particular year. So that makes sense. That's not anything new. But the transfer portal is a part of that as well. Almost every team in the SEC even is affected by guys leaving. Every team can be affected. Florida had a guy figured to be a starter this year, coming off a national championship, transfer out. Because it's not just as simple as it used to be, which is where's the best place that I can play? Where's the best place where I can be on the floor? And the calculus was just about brand and exposure and minutes and winning. Now, it's about the money. And there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It might detract from the fan experience. There's nothing inherently wrong. In fact, there's probably something inherently right in players being compensated for their labor, but it has changed things dramatically that Missouri bringing back 43% of its scoring has more returning production than any other team in the SEC. Drew King, who covers Mizzou basketball for Power Mizzou, is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues on this Thursday evening. Nate Gatter with you in for Matt Pauly. Drew King is with us. He covers Missouri Tigers basketball for Power Mizzou. You can follow him on X at Drew King 0222 underscore. Drew, did I get that right?
You did, and thank you for including the underscore. I had to make a new Twitter account for myself this offseason. I was pretty upset about it.
Well, when you cover the Missouri Tigers, I mean, just everybody wants to get in and take over your Twitter. You know, I mean, it's the most popping thing going on the internet.
Yeah, I wish it, that was the case. It was actually, I got my account suspended for trying to create a fantasy football group chat, and Twitter thought I was a spam bot trying to text a bunch of different people at the same time. So, like I said, thank you again for including the underscore on the new account.
That would be a tough one for me to get over. I think Twitter's algorithm thinks I'm so annoying that I must be a bot.
Exactly.
I think that'd be a hit to the ego. But we appreciate you being here, and we hope that you're able to, you know, get all the fantasy football group chats going that you want. Let's talk a little bit about Missouri basketball coming off certainly the most impressive win of the season so far, a game where they trailed by 9 in the first half against Minnesota last night and ultimately won, going away by 23 points, put up 51 in the second half. Feels like that's kind of been the story for Mizzou so far this year, at least in the home games, has been somewhat sluggish first halves and dominant second halves.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, is this a team that just tends to start slow, or is Mizzou a second half team, or is it both? That's something that I'm very interested to learn as the season goes on. It's like, but I think part of it has to do with the starting lineup. Personally, I'm not sure that a front court with Mark Mitchell, Javon Porter, and Sean Phillips fits that well together. And so what we've seen in the past couple of games here is when Dennis Gates puts shooters around Mark Mitchell, it tends to stretch defenses out a little bit more and opens things up inside for Mark Mitchell. And he's been absolutely dominant this season against almost everybody they've played. So, I think that it's definitely a trend worth watching early on in the season so far.
I'm glad you mentioned that, the starting front court of Phillips, Porter, and Mitchell that Missouri has gone with so far this year and went with last night, because one of the interesting storylines to come out of the game is that Javon Porter played only 11 minutes and was not on the floor in the second half. He did not score, only took one field goal attempt, no rebounds, he had one assist. So essentially, Javon Porter was a non-factor in last night's game. And it felt in that second half, based on the results on the court, like Dennis Gates might be tempted to tinker with what he's doing with that starting lineup, because it's obvious that by having Jacob Cruz start the second half and play more minutes after halftime, Missouri was much more dynamic offensively than they were with Javon Porter.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think that is a change that they should consider making. And to be clear, like, I don't want to write off Javon Porter for this team either. Like, we're only 4 games into the season. less than 2 weeks into the year. So there's a lot of season left, and I think Javon Porter can be a contributor with this team. I just don't think that putting him alongside two other bigs in Mark Mitchell and Sean Phillips is going to be the most effective way to use him this year. And so I think if I was the coach, I would shake things up. I think I'd bring Javon Porter off the bench, give him a different look, and try to build his confidence back up after kind of a sluggish start to the year.
Missouri's shown some rather impressive depth already this year. They have five guys averaging double figures, including two who have come exclusively off the bench. Second leading scorer, Jaden Stone, and fifth leading scorer, Jacob Cruz, who, as mentioned, started the second half in place of Javon Porter. And they're doing all of it with three relatively prominent players still sidelined with injury, Honor Boateng, Trent Burns, and Trent Pierce. Program has called all three of them lower body injuries. Drew, do we have a sense of who's closest to returning?
No, I have absolutely no idea. So we were told at the Kansas State game, Dennis Gates said, "I don't see a reason Trent Pierce wouldn't be playing to start the year." And then the year starts and Trent Pierce isn't playing. And I asked him after the Howard game, "Do you think this is going to be a long-term thing?" He said, "No, I think Trent will be back by the next game." And then at the press conference ahead of the SEMO game, Dennis Gates said Trent Pierce practiced the past 2 days, but I held him out of practice today as a precaution. And we have not really gotten an update on him since then. Same thing with Honor Boateng. I don't think they've even said what's really the issue with Honor yet. They just keep saying we're trying to get him evaluated, and it's been over a week now. And then Trent Burns, you know, he had the surgery on a stress fracture in his foot. They said at the time it was going to be 8 to 12 weeks. I think it's been 9 weeks at this point. So I'm not 100% sure when he'll be back. But the main thing is, like, they've got four more games before the schedule starts getting a lot tougher. Like, they begin December at Notre Dame and then at Kansas City for the Border War. So these next four games where you've got mid-majors at home, like, that's kind of your last chance to ramp some of these guys up and get their feet wet in the rotation before you start playing games of consequence. So I am very interested to see how quickly they can get some of these guys back on the court.
Drew King of Power Mizzou is with us talking Missouri Tigers basketball. It's a good point that you make, because those guys missing even games now where their services are certainly not required for Missouri to win, you wouldn't think over these next four, could have profound impacts on how much they can contribute the entire season, because obviously Dennis Gates would rather not be throwing guys out for their debuts in Kansas City against KU or against Illinois in St. Louis just before Christmas. Those are different propositions, and then SEC play starts coming thick and fast. One more thing before we let you go, and this is not necessarily basketball related specifically, and I don't know that Dennis Gates cares about this. It's not his job to care. Do you think he has a sense, maybe because of his interactions with the media or just because of the vibe around Columbia, that fans don't love how guarded he is about injuries and at times maybe feel like they're even being a little bit misled?
I think maybe he's got a sense of it. I don't know that he really cares all that much. I think, like, his duty is to protect the player, whatever that means to him. And so I think he understands people getting frustrated, but he's going to do what he feels like is best for the team. And if that means keeping everybody in the public in the dark about how long it's going to take for guys to come back from injuries, like, it's up to him. I don't fault him for that. But yeah, I at the same time, I totally get why everybody is frustrated with how he handles it. It's frustrating for us in the media sometimes not being able to provide any information on it for sure. So I see both sides of it, but I think Dennis is just doing what he feels like is best for his program.
One more real quick, because I lied to you, but one more real quick, because one thing I haven't mentioned yet on the show is that it was the Gates Bowl last night, because Dennis's younger brother, Armand, is in his first year as an assistant for Nico Medved at Minnesota. I was told it was the fifth time that they have played each other, and Dennis now has two, Armand has three. Did you get any particularly fun tidbits or stories out of Dennis or out of Armand maybe about the brother matchup?
Honestly, no, it didn't really come up. I know that we asked him about his family potentially coming in, and Dennis Gates said that he honestly wasn't sure if he had any family coming in for this game. It did look like there was a little bit of a meetup in the tunnel outside the locker room after the game. But aside from that, honestly, it wasn't something that came up too much.
Well, hopefully Dennis can take some satisfaction, especially if he was down 3-1 in the all-time brother series going into last night. Drew, we appreciate your time a lot. I'm sure we'll talk to you at least once or twice more as this season goes on. Thanks a lot for spending a little bit of your Thursday evening with us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on.
That's Drew King of Power Mizzou talking Missouri Tiger basketball. The Tigers are 4-0 after a 23-point win over Minnesota in Como last night. When we return, Kevin Kalish, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's soccer team, joins us on KMOX. Sports Open Line continues on this Thursday evening. Nate Gatterback with you in for Matt Pauly, and we are joined now by Kevin Kalish, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's soccer team, who will play Dayton on Sunday at noon at Herman Stadium in Midtown St. Louis for the A-10 title. Coach, how you doing?
Great, Nate. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am great. Glad to have you here. Win over Davidson last night, 1-0. You guys have played a lot of low-scoring games, and this was a scrappy one. What, a half dozen yellow cards, a Davidson red toward the end, and pulled out a 1-0 win on a penalty in the first half. Feels like a scrappy result to feel good about.
Yeah, it was. It was a typical postseason game this time of year. Two teams that were two quality teams. Davidson, just a difficult opponent to play against, and, you know, glad to see our guys just figure out a way to win the game and move on.
You guys are unbeaten since September, but as mentioned, a lot of games low scoring. Really only the Fordham game in October that you won 3-2 that stands out as one with a bunch of goals, but unbeaten since that Akron game. What do you think has been going well over the last month and a half?
Yeah, look, we have a ton of depth within this team. We got a lot of quality players that, at every position, I feel like our depth's really been a difference maker as we've kind of hit the stretch run here. You know, we've last year at this time we were pretty banged up, and this year we're healthy. We're fresh because of just the rotation and how many guys we have. And, we're in a good place heading into the final.
Do you get a sense, now that you've been doing this for a number of years, is there a part of you when you have the kind of broad perspective on how a season goes and why some teams make it a long way in the postseason and some don't? How much of that is kind of up to chance? And does it make you smile a little bit to yourself, Riley, just sort of knowing that so much of this is out of your control and it's about the good fortune of who's playing their best, but also who's the healthiest at the end of the year?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors, obviously, that goes into kind of peaking at the right time. I mean, we talk a lot about being our best at the end of the season in November. A lot has to go. You know, there is some luck and chance to it with regards to injuries. But I will say, you know, the other side of the coin is just that, you know, we've had tremendous leadership. Our best players have really stepped up in the key moments and rose to the occasion. And, you also need that senior leadership and those guys who've been in these environments, been in these types of games before to step up and make plays. And, I think we've done that with Jeremy Avenel and Grady Easton. Our two captains have really done an unbelievable job leading the group. It's a fairly young group across the board, but a lot of our key guys who've been in these situations before have really stepped up and played well here in the stretch run.
Speaking of big games like this one, you guys played Dayton back in early October at Herman Stadium, battled to a 0-0. You guys played the majority of the game with 10 men after a first-half red card. Dayton picked up a red card with just over 10 minutes remaining, and in the end it ended goalless and the points were shared. What do you take away from that game that informs what you expect on Sunday?
That's a great question. I think we'll look at the first 20 minutes of that game when it was even numbered, and just see how those 20 minutes played out. But it's a small sample size. At the end of the day, you know, we know Dayton very well. They know us very well. If you look at the the past history of the conference in the last 5 years. You know, we won in 21 and 22. They've won in 23 and 24. And here we are again in 25 playing in the final. So, you know, it's kind of fitting. You know, it was a rematch from last year's final. So we're excited to play on Sunday, and it should be a great game.
What I'm hearing with SLU in 21 and 22 and Dayton in 23 and 24 is this is kind of game five. This is the decisive game in the series now. We're going to decide who the overall champion of the half decade is.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game. I think, guys, anyone who's followed the A-10 and men's soccer knows that, you know, we've been the top two teams in the conference, you know, over the last 5 years or so. And so it's going to be an exciting match. They're a very talented team. As we are as well. And so, again, we're excited to compete and play for a conference championship on Sunday.
You mentioned the excitement. Obviously, the stakes can't be higher than a conference championship game against another great program and a regional rival at that. Dayton and SLU play so many great rivalry games in a number of sports here yep. in St. Louis, and we love that rivalry, and we love to hate in that rivalry like everybody does. So
for sure.
How do you manage the emotions of that kind of game? How, more importantly, how do you help your players manage the emotions of that kind of game, where obviously you want them to be up and use the moment to their advantage to the degree that they can? At the same time, they're playing in this hugely high-stakes game in front of a big crowd in a matchup that had a bunch of yellows and a couple of red cards back in October, and you want to make sure that emotion's working for you and not against you.
You know, I think our schedule's really prepared us well for this game, and actually for the postseason. We had arguably the eighth ranked hardest schedule in the country. We played a number of top 10 programs all throughout the season. Some emotional derby games, some games against big opponents that we can use to our advantage, just to say, hey, we've been here before. We were in a final last year. We've been in multiple finals over the last 5 years. We know what's at stake. It's about us being our best versions of ourselves, playing our best soccer this time of year. I think when the whistle blows, I think those nerves will go away, and it's just about execution and playing together as a group. And, you know, we've got some guys who've been in these battles before and will know how to respond.
Last one for you, Coach, and I recognize and appreciate that soccer is your department and not ticket sales, but if there's somebody listening to this and saying, you know, I've never been to a St. Louis soccer game, I wonder if it might be worth coming out on Sunday. What's the pitch?
Look, we got a third of our roster is from St. Louis, right? It's a local team that represents the St. Louis community, and I think there's nothing better, I think, than St. Louisans love than to see their own not only compete but do extremely well. We're top 25. We've been there, a top 25 program for the last 10 weeks straight. So it's a great opportunity to see some local talent, and one of the best teams in college soccer playing this time of year in the playoffs. So I know all St. Louisans love winning teams, and they love the playoffs, so it should be a great game.
Well, Coach, my wife and I will be there. We're recruiting as many of our friends as we can. Best of luck. Go Bills.
Thanks so much for your time, Nate.
Kevin Kalish, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's soccer team, joining us this evening on Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. His Billikens will battle Dayton for the A-10 title, Herman Stadium, Midtown St. Louis, on Sunday at noon. You can get your tickets at slubillikens.com, slubillikens.com. When we come back, we're going to get some Cards off-season storylines. Not from me. You've heard what I think about the Cardinals. What does Kyle Sixta, our trusty producer, standing by, think about the Cardinals? And he saw more Cardinals baseball in person than you did, almost certainly, last year. What are his offseason storylines to watch? That's coming up after this on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Graybar Sports Open Line. Thursday evening. Nate Gatter back with you. Producer Kyle Sixt alongside. Glad to have you with us. If you missed anything from our first hour, you can go back, as always, and hear it on the free Odyssey app in podcast form. We had visits with Drew King of Power Mizzou. He covers Missouri Tigers basketball in Columbia. They're off to a 4-0 start. He had some interesting things to say about how they've opened the season after a 23-point victory over Minnesota last night. Just totally pulled away in the second half. We visited as well moments ago with Kevin Kalish, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's soccer team. His Bills will play Dayton on Sunday at noon at Herman Stadium for the Atlantic 10 Championship, and tickets available at slubillikens.com. In the second hour, we will have Blair Kirkhoff with us. He covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star, and our own Frank Cusimano of KSDK Sports here in St. Louis will join as well. That's still to come as Graybar Sports Open Line continues. But to finish out this first hour, it's time to put producer Kyle Sixt in the spotlight, and well-deserved. If you were with us going to the break, I told you he probably saw more Cardinals baseball in person last year than you did. And that's probably true of every person listening to this. It's possible there are a few outliers. I doubt it. I doubt it. He saw all 81 home games in person as the booth assistant in our KMOX booth, helping out John Rooney and Ricky Horton, as well as a myriad other folks who pop in and out, including yours truly doing some pre- and post-game. Kyle's an invaluable piece of the team over at Busch Stadium, and the perk of his job is he gets to watch a lot of the Cardinals. So, Kyle, you are uniquely well-positioned in some ways to tell me what are your biggest storyline or two for the Cardinals offseason right now.
Well, first, Nate, I appreciate the shout-out. I'm sure there had to be some people, some fans that were there for every single game in 2025 that saw every game in person. But, yeah, I think that's got to be a pretty exclusive club.
Did you see any road games in person?
I did not. I didn't see one road
game
in person.
So that would be the kicker for you. If there are some, there got to be a few season ticket holders who come to all 81 and then do one or two road trips a year, and they end up seeing 85 or 90 or something like that.
For sure. Someone's got me beat.
But there might not be listening.
No, they might not be. In terms of people listening to KMOX right now, hopefully I'm in that number one spot. Actually, hopefully not. Hopefully some
hopefully
people
not.
Are listening that went to more than 81
maybe
games
John or Ricky locked in right
true,
now. You know,
true.
they see 150, if not all 162. Count spring training, they're getting close to 200.
That's right. In terms of this offseason, Nate, it's really interesting for me with Chaim Bloom taking over in the new front office just to see what they do, right? I mean, the biggest thing for me is to see what direction they go in. You want to see guys, you know, we saw guys get a chance in 2025 with the runway, and we didn't really see everything we wanted to see in 2025 in terms of Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman.
It was an uninspiring runway in
right,
many ways.
It really was. So I'm interested to see what happens with those two. If they decide they have a spot on the roster in 2026, do they have to earn their playing time? And obviously that depends on the moves that are made this offseason, but that kind of gets into my first thing. They have to pick a direction. You don't want to be in the middle, and that's where I feel like the Cardinals have kind of sat the past few years. They're right on the fringe of getting into the playoffs. Do they want to, you know, kind of stay in that spot? Do you want to get into the wild card and hope to make a run? That's been kind of their philosophy, it seemed. I want them to go either direction of trade Brendan Donovan, trade possibly Lars Nootbaar, and really go in for 2027, 2028 when you have Weatherholt and these top prospects that come up together, and hopefully you want to get past the jump of just being a playoff team. You want to be a World Series caliber team. That's kind of what you want to be. You don't want to be just a fringe playoff team. And on the other side of it, it's what types of players will you bring in? It's not just who are we going to deal this offseason, who are we going to get in terms of prospects returns. I want to see who's going to be on the 2026 roster that is controllable for the future. It's not just, you know, this guy wants to eat innings. That's kind of how we viewed Miles Michaelis last year. He's just here to, you know, on the last year of his deal, do we want him to just eat innings? No, we want someone that maybe could fall into that 2027, 2028 roster that is controllable, that can be a part of that World Series contending team, we hope.
It's an interesting perspective. I mean, I think that's exactly right on the direction piece. I think that's probably true of every team in baseball. And it's one of the funny things about, I think, the way that professional sports is going in general, is that a lot of folks have realized that over the last 10 years, 20 years, that you don't want to spend a lot of time hanging out in the middle. And so in some ways you have teams racing each other to both ends.
Right.
Right. I mean, less so in baseball, especially now with the draft lottery, like the combination of the draft not being quite as exact a science in baseball as it even is in other sports, and certainly more of a delayed gratification than it is in other sports. Now with the lottery on top of that, there's not really a strong tanking incentive in baseball, not as much as there can be like in the NFL, where I think there are times where the tanking incentive is overwhelming, or in the NBA. I mean, that's going to be an interesting fringe piece of Chauncey Billups' prosecution, is it's kind of thrown in there unrelated to any of his gambling activities or any of the criminal activities, but the federal government, the United States federal government, federal prosecutors alleged on paper in public court filings that Chauncey Billups told people he knew and he was close to and who bet on games that the Trailblazers were, in certain instances, going to actively try to lose games because they were tanking. And that's something that we all know, or we all infer goes on, and that the NBA has been emphatic does not happen. So it's a little bit away from your point. You weren't trying to make a point about Chauncey Billups' federal prosecution. But I think it takes me there because we are living in that world where I think teams are starting to realize that it's time to split one way or the other.
Right.
And the Cardinals have gotten, you know, you said for the last few years, I mean, in some ways, the Cardinals for the last decade
even longer,
have
yeah.
been one of those teams. Not that they've been content with that. I don't think their goal has been to go into the year, win 85 games or anything like that. But I have no interest in being a team that wins in the 80s.
No.
In some ways, I'd rather they win, you know, rather they win 70 than win 85. Now, there's something to be said for the fact that when you have an 85-win team, at least, going to the ballpark night in and night out is a little more enjoyable. And, you know, especially for somebody like yourself who sees 81 out of 81 at home, that is a needle mover. But generally speaking, the goal of a professional baseball franchise is to win the World Series. And that's pretty much it. You know, they don't hang banners for this team had the best winning percentage of the 2010s, right? Or this team had the fewest 90 loss seasons or the fewest losing seasons in the 2020s. Nobody puts up the banner for that. Maybe they should. Maybe we should reward. Maybe there should be some fringe benefit to being consistently good, even if never great. But there really isn't, other than you're in the playoffs and you get to spin the roulette wheel that is playoff baseball. But frankly, now the playoffs are getting longer and longer to the point that I think it's less of a roulette wheel than it's been before, especially if you have really good starting. I think it's about starting pitching still. Postseason baseball still changes a little bit in that because you can shorten the rotation to four, in some cases maybe even to three, it does change the calculus, and starting pitchers are now even more valuable than they are during the regular season. Certainly the value of top-end starting pitchers relative to depth in the rotation changes. I think that normally there's value to both. In the postseason, the top end far outweighs any depth. Having a really comparatively strong number four and five starter is not worth very much. So postseason baseball is still different, but I think there's less randomness in it now. And that's just, it's only going to increase because the playoffs are just going to get longer and longer, right? They're only looking for more TV they can sell of the postseason. So how long until we're in a situation where we're going to best of fives in those initial wild card series and we're letting half the league in the playoff? You know, it's silly. Anyway, gets away from the point, which is that it is direction choosing time, and the direction they choose this offseason in some ways might set the tone for the direction for the next few years, the early tenor, the early mantras of the Chaim Bloom era, because we really don't know what's going to be the identity of the Chaim Bloom era. We don't know yet.
Yeah, totally. One thing I did want to get in before the end of this first hour real quick is one reason to get a bit of hope for what type of player Chaim Bloom looks at. It's his first draft class that he worked in collaboratively with Mo Zalok, where they shot for those high upside guys. You saw Liam Doyle, you saw Tanner Franklin, you saw Ryan Mitchell, who are all going to be top prospects. So you can see the type of player and the type of mold that Bloom looks for, and I think that's pretty exciting.
It's a good point. It's a good point, because I think a lot of Cardinals fans were also excited about the direction of the draft, and presumably that's going to be the direction of the early Bloom years. Second hour is still to come on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.